This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Adatula hanging out with you on a Tuesday. It's become a Taco Tuesday.
Or has it?
Thanks to some fine folk from, oh man, I got to make sure I get the restaurant right.
Via Rosa?
I believe so. Yeah. So thanks to them coming out, hanging out with us for a moment. Thanks to B. Scott for giving us an hour, fantastic hour, in fact. We mentioned the baseball game, the World Series. It seems like there are people that are excited for the Dodgers, if for no other reason, to make sure that B. Scott is happy. That's how much people love our guy, B. Scott. We appreciate him as well. We're also, they're going with the bullpen game tonight.
Yeah, we were talking about that off air, and you know, we don't necessarily have to dig in on all the nuts and bolts of the World Series. It just doesn't feel right. World Series, you know, you got a clinching game. I want to see a stud pitcher out there, you know, go 7, 8, who knows, 9 innings. It wasn't that long ago where you had guys pitching on 3 days rest regularly in the postseason.
The last time the Dodgers had a complete game or a shutout was Oral Hershiser, complete game shutout.
Yeah.
So, 88, right? Like, that's wild. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. Let's get back to the team locally that really matters, which is the Houston Texans. They are headed to New York tomorrow is when they travel. Like, it's that quick of a turnaround, as they will be playing Halloween night, Thursday night football at MetLife Stadium versus the Jets. In fact, I will be watching that game at the Buffalo Wild Wings in spring, courtesy of Bud Light. And Bud Light is giving out 2 tickets to the Detroit game as well, so you can win those by coming out and hanging out with me. Plus, opportunity to win a signed Nico Collins jersey, the boogeyman himself.
Right. Sounds good.
So, yeah, you should probably come out and hang out with me. And if you don't care about me that much, I know you care about Nico Collins.
And tickets.
So, yeah, come see your
That's
boy.
That's going to be a crazy game, too, man.
I'm sure it will. And I can't guarantee that I'll give you an extra chance to win if you wear a costume, but I don't know. Can't hurt. Let's talk more about these Texans, though, because, you know, that's Thursday. Then after Thursday comes Tuesday, November 5th, which is a big day for multiple reasons.
It's a very important day in America.
Very important
because day. Because it's NFL trade deadline.
There
might be something else going on that day.
Also might want to get out and vote. maybe get that done early voting as well, because I went and voted yesterday. Line was long, but not long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it was doable.
Line was long, but it was doable because, you know, early voting. I can only imagine you're going to spend your whole day voting on Tuesday. And also, you'll miss trade deadline stuff. So get that done early, and then we can lock in on the trade deadline. I'm talking to Nick Caserio right now because with this Texans team, there are some questions as to if they make some things happen, what are they going to do? So when it comes down to this, how do you view these Texans? First of all, do you think that it's likely or not that they make a deal by next Tuesday?
All right, so that's a great way to put it. My gut tells me they're going to do something. It's Nick Caserio. He likes to, and it's not even really margins. He doesn't work in the margins. Maybe some people would define it that way. But he works the smart value deals, you know, and maybe you can call that margins. I don't know. But like a good value deal out there. So does that mean wide receiver? Some people might argue that. I go back and forth. You know, we're not going to have that necessarily wide receiver discussion. But it could be on the table.
It's interesting because I think people have talked about this possibly, and if you can give me a cut 7 here from Nick Caserio talking on Texans All Access, another one of those great, great useful tools to get an insight into what these Texans are talking about. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. This was him talking about these wide receivers. No, not the ones up top, but these guys like Mechie and Hutchinson.
Yeah.
And their importance to this team.
Yeah, a number of skill players kind of had a contribution there. I mean, Cade had a catch. Dalton had a productive day. So offensive football, you're eventually going to need all your skill players. So it just creates more opportunity for other players. So, I mean, Hutch has kind of done this really like his whole career to this point. Anytime he's kind of been called upon, he usually makes a play. Had a third down catch here against Green Bay. different, but similar circumstances sure. to the play the other day. The Mets had a good play there the other day. So whoever's available, we're counting them to go out there and do their job. If there's things that we can do, maybe you tilt some calls or do some, a few things a little bit different that are more conducive to those players. So Tank took advantage of some opportunities the other day. So we felt we had pretty good depth in that group. Certainly all your depth is tested at some point during the year. So it'll be a big challenge this week going against the Jets defense in their secondary. But, you know, whoever we have in the building, so whatever the best options are for that week, then we'll evaluate those and try to get them ready to go.
Whoever's available, go out there and do your job.
Yeah, it sounds like he's saying we're good. Right? It sounds like that.
It does. And I don't put
it
past
believe
him
to, it 100%.
I don't put it past yeah. him to see. However, yeah. you've used a lot of capital in that wide receiver room. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just went and used an additional second round pick to go and get Stephon Diggs. I understand that. However, with Nico Collins potentially returning, mm-hmm. you have a wide receiver group of Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and then also having Hutchinson, Mechie, mm-hmm. both of those guys who showed well in the limited
Woods.
Period. Woods, even, yes, a yeah. veteran guy who have showed well in periods during the course of the season. I think you give them more opportunity. Like, that's the reason why you have this depth. I think that it probably doesn't make sense to then use whatever cap space that you have and potentially into the future mm-hmm. to then add another guy just for the top end of this, when I think that also the top end of your wide receiver room outside of Nico Collins hasn't really exploded in that way anyways. That has not been what has carried you anyway.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would tend to agree with you, but I don't think it's off the table. And part of it is, how much are they going to read into, hey, Tank Dell kind of thrived when he had to be counted upon?
It feels like that's important.
Right? Yeah.
Feels notable.
So I would.
And Dalton Schultz. Plus, you think
Schultz.
About it. Has there been a game this season where more than three guys have really gotten their rocks off?
Not a lot. But I would say I would lean that way, but I don't think it's off the table. What I do think, as I'm looking at 1 week from the trade deadline, 1 week from today, I feel like they're going to do something. And I also feel like sometimes you don't necessarily react to what other teams are doing, but it gets your attention. The Chiefs have made two trades. They've acquired two players already.
Josh Uche and
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
The Bills have made a move. And it's not in the AFC, but contending teams, they were talking to Dan Campbell about it yesterday. That dude was literally hopping up and down. Yeah, it might happen. Yeah, we might. Yeah, we might make a deal. So it's not like you're reacting to what other teams are doing, but you understand that if you are, quote, going for it, this is what a team going for it does.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Wide receiver wouldn't be the place. All right, so let's come mm-hmm. back around. We've done this before, but now that we're closer to this, we're in that real mode and in that window. Mm-hmm. Power rank the needs.
I think, obviously, offensive line. I think, more specifically, guard. Now, you and I have talked about, well, you can't just go to the guard store and get, you know, pick your favorite. You know?
It's not frequent that an offensive lineman is just readily available. One that is worth a damn at the very least, with all due respect to all these guys that get out here and make this their livelihood. Like, one that you feel comfortable getting out there and starting is not going to be readily available. That is one of those places where there is not an abundance of the talented players that you want. Especially making a move in the middle of the season. Yeah. That being said, like the last time I remember, the one that comes to mind when I'm thinking about an offensive lineman that is really worth their salt that was traded for, Trent Williams, he was moved for. Laramie Tunsil, I honestly have forgotten that you got him in the midst of a season.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to get into that one in depth, but like it just doesn't happen all that frequently. However, it does seem like there has been some talk around a particular lineman, a mm-hmm. guard even, that might be available, and that piqued my interest. And funny enough, I think it piqued yours as well.
Yeah, independent of each other, we came up with the same name, which is interesting in itself. But like, just because there isn't necessarily a guard store, doesn't mean they're not available. And the one I was looking at that you were looking at is Daniel Brunskill from the Tennessee Titans.
And there is the thing that I think could slow this up in some ways.
However,
okay,
as Stephen A. would say, played for the 49ers. He is
System fit.
D'Amico Ryans is very familiar with his work. Bobby Slowick is very familiar with his work. I think this is just his first year with the Tennessee. He played somewhere else in between, but he was with the 49ers in 20 and 21. He's a guy that has started a lot of games in the NFL and has kind of been replaced in Tennessee, or at least not started as many games. But he's a guy that plays all up and down the offensive line. Available. The Titans clearly are making him available. Because the Bears reportedly have expressed some interest, or there's a report or something.
Correct.
That he might be on. This is Nick Caserio's wheelhouse, baby. An offensive lineman that fits your scheme, that the offensive coordinator and the head coach is familiar with, that knows the system, that has started in this league, but maybe for whatever reason isn't necessarily starting right now for an awful team. Now, you mentioned the rub.
In division, man. Yeah, and teams typically don't want to help. I mean, there's two things that I think would preclude a team from working with another one. One is if you are both in conference and trying to win,
mm-hmm.
right? So that team becomes your competition at the playoff level, and you are helping them go on that way.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about here. But in division, sometimes there's just basic hatred, right? Sometimes there is, I don't want to help that team because I don't want to help that team. Plus, you have not seen them once yet this season, right? So you have two games against them. And I understand that they're probably in a place, they're definitely in a place, if we're going to be completely honest, where contention isn't a part of that. But how about just good old-fashioned spite and hate might stop them from doing
that? Especially between these organizations.
Precisely.
You know who your owner hates, and you know who the Texans, part of the Texans ownership hates at least, and that is each other with the Tennessee Titans, which I love, not passing judgment because I love it, but this is business, you know, business is business, and they're done. The Titans aren't going anywhere. They can get, again, this is a Nick Caserio, well, I'll give you a sixth, you know, kind of those margins that he works. And here's the other part. If they don't make a deal for a guard, Reggie, your two best backups today going into Thursday night's game are tackles. That's Broker, who's played a little guard maybe, Nick Broker, and Fisher.
Blake Fisher.
So what are you going to do? I mean, are you a team that is, quote, going for it or not?
That's interesting. I do wonder also what the premium is for that player if you go get him, because it does feel like that is just the place where you absolutely you need help. That feels like that's been the weakest part of your team, in part because you can maybe point to some depth in some other places, which I think we do need to talk about in the course of this, but when it comes down to it, the offense has not lived up to his expectation. It feels like anytime we talk about that, we end up talking about the offensive line. Mm-hmm. So I hear you on that, and I think that this could be interesting, even if it's not this guy in particular, although I don't know what other guy would be there. But that's Nick Caserio's, burden, for lack of a better term, to bear in the course of this week, is trying to address that, I imagine.
Where else?
I think what was interesting, because I came to this conversation, or to this, I guess, discussion, thinking, what are some of the other, if Nick Caserio was to make some moves, what are some of the guys that they go and try and get? And someone mentioned Zach Martin. He's older. I don't know that the Cowboys are in a place where they're willing to acknowledge the place that they're in, as evidenced by the owner getting out there and losing it on the local radio station, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cornerback. Cornerback is one of those places where it feels like there's some guys out there that are available and maybe could be had if you are willing to give up some level of capital. One of those, Greg Newsom II, for Cleveland. Now, how much does their outlook shift with Jameis Winston coming in there and looking like he can actually play football with them?
Right. There are some linebackers. There's some cornerbacks. I've been kind of digging on this here and there, but really – a lot of these players are going to be probably expecting more capital in return, and is that going to be a player that you're going to be able to just slot right in?
I think that there might be one that you might have an opportunity at, but I do wonder how strongly you feel about him.
And that is?
Brandon Echols,
mm-hmm.
who is a depth cornerback for a team with good corners, mind you, or a depth nickelback, in fact, with a team with good corners. It is the team that you're facing on Thursday, the New York Jets. Now, sometimes these types of get-togethers, and I think this happens more in basketball, but sometimes when the general manager are in the same place,
it happens. Yeah.
They have an opportunity to talk in a you know, unencumbered way where you're not just texting and talking over the phone, where you're talking face to face, you can kind of get some things done. Would that be interesting for a guy who was a sixth round pick in 21, you know, a decent kind of nickelback guy, especially because I don't think that your moves are at the top end of this.
Yeah.
Your moves are depth wise and to give you more pieces and more options if you need somebody to fill in at certain places or cover. And I also, if I remember correctly, Echols does not have a lot of, is not a long-term commitment. They picked up his fifth year option, so it'd be the end of this year, and he would have, you would have control over him in next season as well.
That is absolutely one that would fit the profile, so to speak, of Nick Caserio, and one where they need help. I mean, I know we were just talking today about this secondary overall, not just cornerbacks, have clearly, you know, sort of surprised and played well. But again, you know, for a team that is in contention, and you're 6-2, you literally have the number 2 seed in the AFC. These are the types of moves you at least kick the tires on.
So I think that if we see anything, my best guess is that you see maybe Nick Caserio pull off something magical with an offensive lineman. That's clearly a position in need, but I'm not holding out hope for that just because of the nature of trading for a lineman in this mm-hmm. league. But maybe depth at cornerback is high up there. I think possibly safety, but I'm not certain exactly where they go with that. Linebacker, I've kind of moved away from with them signing Devin White.
But Devin White, let's see. But you still have Christian Harris out. You still have...
Well, Here I am still hopeful that Christian Harris actually makes his way back at some point. I don't know if anybody asked us this week, but... We still haven't heard anything about Christian Harris again. Maybe we'll hear that as
any news on Christian Harris.
Right. Yeah, that is the constant refrain on the 5-hour energy text line. But we haven't gotten anything. Maybe we hear something today as D'Amico Ryans and CJ Stroud will talk to the media. D'Amico Ryans here in about 10 minutes, in fact. Yeah. But at the trade deadline, it'll be real interesting to see what Nick Caserio is capable of doing, if anything at all. Because one of the things that he talks about, right, and of course, this is with the pass catchers where I think you have plenty of them. You know, who is available? Go out and do your job.
Mm-hmm.
And the depth that they've built in a lot of places on this team, I think is capable of doing the job.
Might get some on Diggs as well.
Maybe. Hopefully so. Hopefully we get to learn a little bit about what's happening with Diggs. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's time for us to get to our lunchtime confessions brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.